Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Monday, May 18th, 2020. Yes, Dave Allen and Pastor Butch Paul switched days on you today, listeners. So Dave will be here tomorrow, and Butch is joining us this Monday. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. I bet you just lost a bunch of listeners. I don't want to hear that preacher say this. They just turned radio off.
I don't know. I don't think that's the case at all.
Well, you never know. But my grandson's flying in from Colorado tomorrow evening, and he's so excited about coming spending 3 or 4 weeks with us, and we are too to have him, so I have to pick him up at the airport. That's why I won't be here tomorrow afternoon.
Well, you'll have to tell us about your trip to the airport and his flight.
Going to the airport, it's about a 4-hour drive from here to Pittsburgh to the airport, and I don't like going, don't take it personally, but I don't like driving in the Pittsburgh area at all. So, it's a trip that you got to do when you get somebody flying in that way. Next year, he'll be old enough to fly in on another line. He's only 15 or whatever, 14. You have to be a certain age to fly in on some airlines. So he can fly in on Frontier. That's the only one we're hauling now because he's underage for the rest of them. So, but next time he can fly in to Charleston, which is about an hour and 45 minutes from here, to the airport. So we'll see what happens, but we'll get him picked up. And
Then you won't mess up my program, right?
Depending on the time you fly in, I reckon. Yeah,
I'm just teasing. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
No, she's not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. My job is hanging by a thread.
that just makes us another year older when he gets old enough to fly, right?
Oh yes, and how fast it goes by. My oldest granddaughter's getting married the 29th.
Wow.
Yes, she's 20 mm-hmm. years old. I found a picture of her in there just a few minutes ago in an old box I had. She was 2 years old in 2002. She's 20 years old now. It's just hard to believe.
And time does fly, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, gold didn't. Well, gold flew today, but it just flew in the opposite direction that we like. And we did have a great beginning of the day, 1752. Had a low of 1726, and right now, pretty much where we were at on Friday, 1733. No, we're about 10 bucks lower from Friday, 1733. Silver had a nice day, up 35 cents off the high, though, at 1706. Platinum was up $24 at 811. Palladium was up 111 at 2081. And let's see, the USDX today was down 0.76 at 99.61. Crude oil was up another $3 at 32.47. So a good day for crude oil. So enjoy those those low gasoline prices.
That's right. They're going to change.
They're going to change.
But I couldn't believe how much silver's been up since Friday. I mean, my goodness, it was struggling to get out of 14.
Not
17 something. Wow.
Well, hey, we're on a rebound, and all the industrial metals did well. So, hey.
I like that.
Enjoy it while we can, right? Doesn't
That's
matter
right.
what makes it go up as long as it goes up. The Dow today had a great day, up 911 points, 3.85%, 24,597. The NASDAQ was up 220 points, 2.44% at 9,234. The S&P was up 90, and that was 3.15% on the day at 2,953. 10-year yield, 0.74%. That had a big pop today. And London, Germany, they were all up. Germany was up almost 6%.
Wow.
6%. London was up 4.5%. So much for Brexit, like the world was going to fall apart, when they got that deal done. I do believe, and I said this at the beginning of the coronavirus, COVID-19 debacle, when everything was being shut down, particularly in Europe, I really do believe that that was the beginning of the breakup of the European Union. You're beginning to see little reports and governments beginning to, particularly Germany, beginning to, back up and things don't happen overnight, but it could be the beginning of the breakout because they're not going to want to carry these countries' debt and bring them all down. So, you've got Italy, is going to be a big problem over there. And these are issues that have to be addressed, but you don't hear anyone talking about them. No, you don't. And so, you know, if people are feeling better, they're able to get a little sunshine, get a little warmth, and people are beginning to go outside, get some fresh air. All's good again. So everything that's just happened in the past 2-3 months doesn't seem to be an issue. But does it, Butch?
Well, with a lot of places it doesn't, but I have noticed in some places it really has made a difference. I mean, J.C. Penney, you know, declared bankruptcy, and that made a difference for them. But here locally, I want to share this because this was quite a shock. A new store went in they got it open, I think, the 1st of January, named Gordman's. It's a department store, and it never was in it. It was right beside the gym where I went to work out. And it was really busy. People were going in and out there all day long when they opened. And they just announced they're going to open up to have a liquidation sale. They can't hold together. They're going out of business. Now, that was sad because the store had been open a month and made a month and a half before all this hit. And now it's going out of business. And I just think there's several people work there that were just tickled pink to have the job. And that's at least in our local area, that makes a difference. But after 118 years of J.C. Penney, they started out in Wyoming as a Wyoming-based dry goods store. It's been a pillar of the American, I guess, society for years. It's finally filed bankruptcy, and it's going to close some stores in phases, it says. So that, and locally, a Gordman store, and I found out that one of my favorite restaurants is Golden Corral. Unless their franchises have the company owned, they're not going to be open. Because it was a buffet type restaurant, yeah. So they're going forever.
There was a little gym here in Ocean City, West Ocean City, and they had older owners, and they sold it to a young girl in January, and she did the painting. She modernized it, you know. She spruced it all up. And she was never able to even open. So now I don't know what this, you know. So it's two stories here that we can relate to. Now, I believe every town across this nation has a story to be told like that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I understand.
And these are
Shoney's.
The stories you won't hear. Shoney's you up. Won't hear.
No, you won't hear these. No, and because it affected one store in the area. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it one store in a small town is a lot, Melody. And y'all have Shoney's up where you are, Shoney's restaurants?
Not where we're at here, but I know what Shoney restaurants are.
Well, we had one. Some of you others thinking it's not going to be open. It was a dine-in place that didn't have much takeout. I understand that may not be reopening. So I don't know. These are things that it just. Sad, the businesses that were making it, that were providing jobs. One lady worked in Shoney's restaurant for over 30 years. If they close down, she's out of a job. And I know she could probably find somebody else. She's getting older. But that's not the point. These businesses went out through no fault of their own. They wasn't poor management. It wasn't fraud or anything else. They were shut down, and they couldn't make it. That's what makes me angry. And if somebody was poor management or mismanagement, then I wouldn't, you know, that's too bad. Businesses go out because they can't make it. But these folks have been there for years. They were doing well. And this shut them down. That's what bothered me a lot. Innocent people, business owners and employees are losing jobs because of this. It's not going to be the same, and they'll never get it back to what it was, ever. Mm-mm.
No, and it truly is sad, and
well, you know, that's something that's changed in our lifetime.
No one will be held accountable. No one will be held accountable. The problem that I have is businesses weren't even given an option. Like if you did this to your business, you know, even if you brought like the little gym. Okay? Adapt. You know, if they come in by appointment only, or you have two people in there by appointment only, and you have to clean in between, I mean, that's what the hairdressers have to do down here and so forth. But they weren't even given those options. The restaurants were. They could serve, you know, takeout food and so forth. That kept a lot of them going and everything. But these businesses weren't even hairdressers. Give them an option. You know, how can they adapt to this situation instead of just closing them down? But they weren't even given those choices. And that's, you know, that is...
That's a tragedy.
It's true, yes.
Because those people, these people were feeding their families, Melody, working with these things, businesses and the people that worked there. They were actually paying their bills. They were eating, they were paying the bills, paying the power bills, taking care of their families with these jobs and businesses that they had started and worked hard at. And through no fault of their own, all they've invested is gone. I don't know what that young lady is going to do where you are. I don't know whether she can, a debt she had to borrow money to it, to open it. How's she going to pay it back? Yep. I really don't know how this is going to turn out, but she's in debt. That wasn't free. She didn't buy that for nothing.
No.
So this is,
yeah,
this has put her in. Go ahead.
Yeah, these businesses weren't given an option, and that's.
No, they weren't.
And yeah, that makes me angry. And I've seen people make the point of, you know, all your big box stores. Heck, for how long? They even grocery stores, they really weren't given any, you know, any type of restrictions or instructions on, like they do now. They have more instructions on opening than they ever were given 3 months ago.
That was a totally unfair fiasco that didn't have to happen. But it,
and it,
it
also came from the top.
Yeah, it did.
It came from the top. And don't forget that. It wasn't... Well, I just get myself in hot water all the time, Butch.
Well, you know, I put up on our website, PastorButch.com. Folks can check this out. They go to the website and look under headlines, under the heading Government Cover-Ups or Health News. They'll find Fauci. I guess pronounce his name right. Fauci, who said... Now, this, folks, this you can find for yourself. He said masks are not needed. They're more or less a waste of time. Now, he said that. You can check it for yourself. And he's the one that they used to hype up all this. But he said, Fauci said masks are not needed. Now, you can find that on PastorBush.com. Check it out and see if I'm not telling you the truth or not. That makes me angry, because either he lied before or he lied after. But either way, a lie is a lie. But with his second lie, he closed a lot of people to lose their jobs.
They're all liars.
Of course they are. But he looks like a weasel, though. Don't get me started. I'll be quiet.
Yeah, but, you know, it works on both sides. I mean, I saw today, I read an article where Trump's vaccine czar makes $3.4 million in a windfall.
Yes, I saw that. Yes, yes.
You know?
And
the firm reports progress on vaccines. Well, it's, you know, the Moderna stock soared by 34%.
It's amazing.
But that's okay. If it was anybody else, no, it wasn't. It isn't okay. It isn't okay then. It isn't okay now. We don't turn our heads and block out everything just because we think something else is going on. And, oh, I get in trouble, Butch. Go ahead.
Well, I understand, but Melly, he's making $3.4 million a year. The young lady next to you lost her shirt. How's that fair? How's that fair? How's that even close to being fair? I mean, that's what makes me angry. $3.4 million to do what?
Oh, it's the stocks.
Yeah, exactly.
He came from the company. And the thing of it is, this is the guy that's going to be involved in selecting which vaccine trials get government backing. So tell me how anything else is different.
It's not different.
It isn't. You know, I had a conversation today, Butch, and... Yeah, we were talking about things. Long time client, and her and I, you know, we always agree, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful lady. And it's kind of like we're on different roads, but we're on the same destination. And, you know, she told me today, she says, "Well, I don't like your story." She says, "Because it's ruining my story." And I thought about that for a while. And that just goes to show, I mean, we're going to the same place. we agree on the end with what's going on and everything, but it's just how we're getting there is just totally different. And I just thought that was an interesting, and that's the divide. This is the division that we're in, because everybody is sticking to stories, and a lot of it, that's what it is a story, Butch. I think it is. And
well, the results going to be the same. You're right. It's a different view, but the results are the same. That make a whole lot of difference. I get there. If you're going over a cliff, you're going over a cliff.
Yeah.
You know, and people argue over sometimes over the silliest things, to their own detriment of the cause even. But that's just the way it is. You go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to take up a conversation.
But no, that's
you're
right. All, but I mean,
it's causing great division. It really is.
Yeah. And I know, I mean, we've had callers, too, who, you know, I mean, you and I agree on a lot of things. And I know sometimes what we say is kind of a little bit of against to some of the listeners and so forth. And, you know, I it's okay. It's okay. But anyway, what's next, Butch?
Where do you want to go? My goodness, there's a lot to talk about. Uber.
I want to go home. No,
well,
I don't. I
thought you were home. Anyway.
No.
Uber surges after announcing another 3,000 job cuts, bringing local total layoffs to a quarter of its workforce. Now, this is interesting. Last week, Wall Street was shocked following a report that Uber was seeking to acquire its biggest competitor in the food delivery space, Grubhub, in hopes of creating a food delivery giant. The news was good enough to send the stock price surging. However, as it suggested, Uber saw a light at the corner of the coronavirus panic tunnel. Maybe not, because moments ago, the journal reported that Uber was cutting another several thousand jobs and closing 45 offices as part of its re-evaluation of its big bets in areas ranging from freight to self-driving technology. As Chief Executive Dara, I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name, attempts to steer the ride-hailing giant through the coronavirus pandemic. So, they want to take over Grubhub. I don't know if that's worked out or not, but they left another 3,000. And Uber worked with mostly with independent contractors, right?
Correct.
So, I guess, of course, that the drivers didn't have anybody to haul. Of course, they wouldn't make any money for anybody. So, I suppose that's how the whole thing started going down, with the closing 45 offices and reevaluating the whole thing. So whether it's a independent contractor that was making part-time money on the side hauling passengers or not makes no difference. It's still a cut in somebody's income.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
It is.
Now, you know, I don't know about a lot of people out there, but let's say that you were working, it's break time.
Okay. It is break time. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Butch?
Yeah, I was saying before the break, because this would affect me. I'm going to assume it does a lot of people. Now, if you were working a couple jobs, and you had one that paid you an extra $500-$800 a month that you were counting on, you know, you were working and you're getting by, you weren't wealthy, but you were paying your bills and you're surviving. But when that second job, for whatever reason, whether it's been a waitress or what it may be, Uber driver, comes to an end, that making up that extra money is not easy to do. And that's something that a lot of people don't think about, because they're, how do you say this? If they're making it, and maybe they're making it okay, they're doing okay, they're not wealthy, but they're doing fairly well, shouldn't they plan for something that could happen to cut out one of their incomes, or cut their income in half, or at least a third? Shouldn't they plan on that, Melody, that plan for their future on this? I mean, we have people now, 30% of the people in this country are dipping into their retirement funds right now, trying to pay their bills. 30% of them have ready retirement savings. Now, I don't know how close out of my retirement. Some, I'm sure, are this, you know, 18 and years up to whatever, but some are 74 years old, still working, but they're dipping into retirement funds to pay their bills. And they couldn't plan for this pandemic scam, but they're dipping in what they have to live on in the future. How are they going to make up the difference when they need the money in the future? You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, if you're counting on that extra paycheck to keep you going, and you don't plan ahead and get out of debt, pay your home off. Boy, a lot of people now, we should probably done that. Pay their homes off, pay off the cars, get out of debt. Maybe put back something worthwhile, like some gold and silver, seriously, folks. Or even some store of food, whatever you may need, but put it back, because that income you're maybe getting right now won't be here next year. And I do not believe we have seen anywhere near the catastrophe this is going to bring on economics in this world. Not just here, but around the world. I think we're seeing the beginning of a lot of heartaches. What do you think, Melody?
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, we might have that little bit. I said there wouldn't be a V-shaped recovery. I'm talking about a long-term recovery. I mean, we might get this blip, and we're certainly seeing it in the stock markets, and we're certainly seeing it in the, you know, the optimism. But where are we getting the optimism? Optimism is coming from what people are saying. Not from anything that's happening, just from people's, even with Jerome Powell last week, he says, oh, it's going to take a long time. And then he must have gotten spanked a little bit, because then he did a 60-minute interview yesterday and said, oh, well, you know, things really aren't all that bad. And the markets went nuts today. And that's, you know, it all comes down to what the Federal Reserve says. Sometimes they don't even have to do things. But when you look at what they're doing, they pulled out all the programs from 2008. And he kept saying, well, this isn't a financial problem this time. The banks are fine. Are they?
Really?
I saw the little banks are out there that are having real difficult times. They're pumping money in the repo markets. They're putting all kinds of money to keep this system going. And it's all but it just doesn't seem to matter to people today. The time will come when it matters. I mean, I saw a headline. There was it's a video, so it's nothing to read about. But it was a video between a Goldman Sachs analyst and Rick Santelli. And the headline is, Corporate America will have financed as much in 2020 by the end of the day as it did for the entirety of 2019. We're May 18th. And they've already borrowed as much as they did for the whole year of 2019. I mean, the numbers are mind-boggling. And to think that we're going to walk away without a scratch and that everything is just going to be all back to normal and there isn't going to be any nasty things happening, enjoy this while you can, because this is a relative sense of calm that we should enjoy.
This is the law before the storm, I do believe.
The law, yeah.
But now, the banks, you know, they were getting the bailouts. I haven't heard that even talked about lately. Are they still getting as much as they were before or more now?
In the repo markets? Let me just read some numbers that I saw. Let me see if I can pull it up. I was looking at the programs again, the lendings to security firms, backstopping money market mutual accounts, repo operations. Okay. The Fed has vastly expanded the scope of its repo market operations to funnel cash to money markets and is now essentially offering an unlimited amount of money. The repo market is where firms borrow and lend cash and security short-term, usually overnight. Disruptions in the repo market affect the federal funds rate, the Fed's primary tool for achieving its price stability and employment mandate. The Fed's facility makes cash available to the primary dealers in exchange for Treasury and other government-backed securities. Before coronavirus turmoil hit the market, the Fed was offering $100 billion in overnight repo and $20 billion in two-week repo. It has greatly expanded that program, both in the amounts offered and the length of the loans. It is offering $1 trillion in daily overnight repo and $500 billion in 1 month and $500 billion in 3 month repo. So tell me there isn't a problem.
Wow.
You know, there's also direct lending to banks. There's temporarily relaxing on the regulatory requirements. Yeah, banks aren't going to have any problem if you relax the requirements, the regulatory requirements, and all of a sudden, if they were having issues, all of a sudden they're better. I mean, come on. You've got to be kidding me.
That's a tidal wave waiting to hit.
But if you listen to Jerome Powell, everything is good. We've got it under control, and we have other programs ready to go. I read the transcript. I went through it briefly in his interview last night on 60 Minutes. And what was interesting, he didn't give a date. He says, but we saw this coming. So we got together for a month they were talking about what they could do and so forth. But what was interesting is he said, we saw this coming. And they sat around and figured out how they could use the old programs, and they figured out how they could create new programs to keep the money into the system, to keep it going, to keep the thing from collapsing. All waiting for the consumer to get healthy again. So that it just irritates me when I hear that the consumer has to get healthy so they can go out and buy. All on debt. It's like, what's wrong with this picture? It's not going to get any better. So it was an interesting transcript, but I thought that was kind of fascinating. We saw this coming.
It is arrogant. It is really arrogant. It is. And Jerome Powell also said this, that it took Jerome Powell just 2 days to confirm what we said late on Friday, namely that with the Fed expected to boost QE by over $3 trillion, assuming Powell doesn't cut rates as negative, the Fed chair said there's lots more we can do. Mm-hmm. And just so everyone, including Ben Bernanke, understands that what the Fed does, he added, we print money digitally.
They do digits.
We have ability to create money digitally, and we do that by buying treasury bills or bonds or other government guaranteed securities. Now, folks, did you hear what I said? We print digitally. That doesn't mean physical dollars. It's blips on computer. I've been saying that for how long, Melody? This is a blip on computer. There's no money going into the banks. There's no money going into your account. It's a blip on a computer. It's worth less than a dollar bill, which is worth nothing. Basically, just because you think it works is why it works. But it's a blip. And Visa files a patent for a cryptocurrency system to replace cash. This is how close we are. Visa International has filed for a cryptocurrency system patent that is meant to replace physical currency. The system, which utilizes both central banks and commercial banks, leverages a private blockchain to the payment ecosystem. The United States Patent and Trademark Office published on Thursday a patent application titled Digital Fiat Currency. Now look what it says. Digital. They come out and say it. They still don't get it. Digital Fiat Currency. Filed by Visa International Service Association on November 8, 2019. They come out and called it titled Digital Fiat Currency. Melody, it's right in their face.
They have to call it fiat because they're not allowed to create currency. So,
but they said what
I know.
It's right, bang, there it is. It's fiat, but so is the Fed fiat. I mean,
that was the Fed fiat.
But why am I laughing? It's not funny, but it's frustrating.
You know what? It's just amazing, Butch. Like there isn't anything that's real.
I know,
and this is what we've accepted. No wonder there's so many people out there with mental problems because we live in a world that's not real. I mean, and I don't mean that lightly because I know a lot of people do have issues, serious issues, and I don't mean to make that, you know, a lighthearted statement or anything.
Well, but people that are having a hard time feeding the family right now, I mean, I don't care if they did get a $1,200 check. That doesn't last very long when you're raising a family of four.
Increased unemployment?
Yeah.
Who knows if people even are getting their increased unemployment? Some of it's running out in July.
Some of them are not getting it. I know some are not getting it. Some are. Yeah. I know that. But some are not getting it.
Hey, but your big multinational corporations got their millions of dollars quickly.
I mean, I just am amazed at the arrogance of these people. And I'm saying this kindly. I don't mean to make anybody angry. But I'm amazed at the ignorance of the American people, too.
Yeah.
That they keep their mouth shut while this goes on, and oh, just send me the check and I'll be happy. They don't understand what they're doing to their children's future.
No.
If they care at all. If they don't know, then I guess they obviously don't care because they don't know.
But it's not that they... I don't think it's not that they don't care. It's we've gotten to this point where what can I do about it?
Well, I heard somebody say yesterday, and I had to agree with him, and somebody said, the virus didn't cause this. The president didn't cause it. The government didn't cause it. Said we caused it. We called to let it happen. And I think that's a key thing. The people have forgotten that they really are supposed to be the ones who control the people that work for us, what we call government. We're not supposed to work for government. They're supposed to work for us. But we've lost that. I was talking to a young preacher just Saturday. He said, I didn't know the governor didn't have the authority to shut down the state. And I said, no, he didn't have authority at all. It's totally unconstitutional, as well as being immoral. He did not know that. So if you don't know what you can do or can't do, then you... Well,
but
like
can the can the governor do it?
No. They cannot constitutionally shut down a business and say, you can't go to work. You can't feed your family. Yeah. They can't do that. And they can't quarantine healthy people. They did. But they're not. They legally can't do it. The quarantine's for sick people. To make other people stay home is tyranny. Yeah. But they cause businesses to go out, employees to lose their jobs. They cause a lot of things happening we haven't even seen yet. And they do not have the authority to go against what the Constitution says and what the Word of God says. My job is to provide my family, not to listen to some man say I can't. That this is going to really heat up something really big in the very near future. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. But and Powell said, you know, the GDP could shrink more than 30%, but he doesn't see another depression. Really? How's that work?
Well, the 30% is just temporary. We had a strong economy coming into this, and we'll have a strong economy coming out of it. He's just parroting President
Trump. That's exactly right. 30% shrink the GDP, and it won't cause a depression. We had our church dinner this past weekend on Saturday. Had a wonderful dinner, a great time. I got to preach a couple services and I enjoyed it. But the lady that helped us cater it had to go to three stores to find the meat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're seeing things happen. And even if they reopen the plants right now, it's not going to put the food chain back in place because the farmers have destroyed their cattle and their hogs and their chickens and their eggs and the milk. It's not going to rebuild overnight, Mildred. It's not going to come back next week. And the prices are not going to go back down within 30 days either.
Yeah, I saw this was out of Bloomberg that the smashing eggs, dumping milk, farms are wasting more food than ever. The rigidity of our food system is leading to trashed crops.
Yes.
Impact on food security could be devastating for millions. And it's like, what I want to know, you know, instead of worrying about all the other garbage that you hear, why can't something be done about this? Why is this not being addressed? Other than, oh, well, here's a couple $1 billion for you farmers out there. See, we're taking care of you. No. How about working on those, you know, I just can't believe that, you know,
well,
these are just...
What makes it worse is we're still importing meat from Mexico and other places.
Yeah, We're importing more food than we're destroying our own.
That don't make any sense.
We import, what, 30%?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
And our farmers, and now the SBA is being sued by Congress because they won't support farmers. The SBA, the Small Business Administration, said they wouldn't support farmers because they don't fit the criteria. If anybody in this country fits the criteria of being a small businessman, a farmer should.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I mean, now you got me started, didn't you? But anyway.
I mean, this really is one of my pet. I mean, of all things that we should be taking care of is our food supply.
Absolutely.
And if you talk about America first, it should be our food supply, period.
If we can't feed ourselves, we are in a very vulnerable position as a people, period.
And they're all ready to put all kinds of sanctions on medications and everything coming in.
Oh, yes, I'm going to share
about
that
next. Food?
Yes, exactly. I agree. You know, in the scripture, people study the Bible, you know, when Israel went into the promised land, each family had their own section of land. They were to produce everything they needed, food, clothing, everything. They took care of themselves as independent families. And if so, for some reason they lost it, after 50 years, they called it the year of Jubilee, they got it back so their children could go ahead and rebuild the family's possessions and be independent. Because God knew that an independent people are not easily enslaved. Do you follow you see what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are not independent people any longer. Even as a nation, we're not. So therefore, we're easily controlled because we don't want to bite the hand that feeds us.
You know, there was a little section in there with Jerome Powell in his interview where I think he was relating to UBI, Universal Basic Income, because he was talking about how the people have to be continued to be given money and so forth. And I think that's what he was relating to. And we're heading into our next break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Butch, I know you have information there, and I want to make sure we get to talk about this one, because I think it's important about how you have lawmakers, officials, are crafting proposals to push American companies to move operations or key suppliers out of China.
Yep.
That include tax breaks,
yep,
new rules, and carefully structured subsidies, giveaways, free money. But what I want to know, Butch, wasn't that what the $1 trillion-plus tax cuts and the repatriation of cash that was sitting abroad, wasn't that supposed to encourage businesses to bring jobs back to America? So how did that all work out?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, but Trump said he wants to produce everything America needs, including our medicines, and export them from here to other places. Hey, man, let's do it. Let's take care of ourselves. Let's do it. But how you going to do it, Mr. Trump? It didn't get done with your first idea. Do you think this is going to work? And, Melody, how long would it take to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. and get it set up over here so that it can produce like it needs to? How long would that take?
Yeah. Longer than what we have.
Exactly right.
But he did sign an executive order that gave a U.S. overseas investment agency new powers to help manufacturers in the United States. The goal, Trump said, is to produce everything America needs. You know, and as we said in the last segment, how about starting with agriculture? How about stopping the foreign imports and exports of food? You know, I mean, it just irritates. Both Republicans and Democrats are crafting bills to decrease U.S. reliance on China-made products, which accounted for some 18% of overall imports in 2019. It just, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, in a press release on Friday, he is expected to issue a new bill this week. Lindsey Graham, now you issue a new bill? Where was your new bill 15 plus years ago when all our manufacturing started to go overseas? Wouldn't have it been easier then? I mean, these people just, why can't people see this and understand what they are doing?
Well,
it's
Ross,
not going to help.
Ross Perot saw it. Remember, Ross Perot said it'd be a big sucking sound. Remember that?
Yes.
They all thought
he was an idiot.
Yeah, he was absolutely right. He said, "Be a big sucking sound." That's what it was. NAFTAGAT and all the things he worked out sucked it right out of the United States. Took it somewhere else. Now let's face it, Melody. For a while, we got it back cheaper because they can make it cheaper in China than we can make it here. So we bought it back cheaper, even with all the add-ons to getting here. We got it cheaper. But what did it do to our financial basis? And what did it do to our independence as a country?
And are we going to be able to afford the increased prices? Oh, well, we'll be getting more salary. We'll get higher salary. No, you won't. There is also lawmakers who also hope to include reshoring provisions. The billions of dollars are going back to these multinational corporations. In the reshoring provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA. Does anybody remember when that division was created and the outrage? The NDAA was a bad thing. It wasn't good for Americans. But now, because it's coming out of this administration, mum's the word. Oh, well, we're bringing manufacturing back to this country. Really? Not in a meaningful way. I mean, I think the NDAA was created during the Obama administration. So it just, it, I just, it hates me, Butch. It's just because these people are all the same. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow has talked publicly about using tax incentives instead to prod U.S. companies. You already did that, so let's give them some more tax incentives. And who's paying for all this? White House trade advisor Peter Navarro wants the federal government to buy more U.S.-made medical goods and drugs. That's good. How about giving us food first? Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and others favor building trusted networks of drug and medical suppliers. All their buddies, Goldman Sachs, it's all the same deal. It's all the same deal with different faces. The State Department, meanwhile, is working with other agencies and foreign governments to diversify American supply chains from China. Okay, we're going to move them from China, but if we're working with other foreign governments, gee, where do you think they're going to go? India? Vietnam? South Korea? Philippines? Why would we need to be working with foreign governments if it wasn't there? I don't know, Butch.
You're making way too much sense. But on a smaller scale, this story kind of touched me. A flag company in Pennsylvania will not be able to sell flags for Memorial Day observances because of the government's shutdown of all non-life-sustaining businesses to show the spread of the coronavirus. Flag Zone LLC near Neil Gibbsburg, Pennsylvania, has asked Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf for space permission to ship American-made flags for veterans' graves nearby Berks County and nationwide for Memorial Day, but the government said no. Now, this is not life-sustaining, but liquor stores are. Planned Parenthood is. But this gentleman who makes a living making flags, his product is not life-sustaining. I mean, again, it's a show of ignorance, arrogancy and a whole lot more on the part of the governor.
I thought most of the flags came from China.
Well, if they do, they probably sell them. This guy lives in Gibbsburg, Pennsylvania. Wants to make American made flags shipped out to veterans for the graves. Nope, can't do it.
I did hear there were some Boy Scouts that were going to do it. I don't know what state it was. It was just a brief article that I saw, headline. But I just want to talk about this headline. You know, this just came out. I don't know how true it is, but President Trump says he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for a few weeks.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I knew somebody said he was talking about it. I didn't know he did it.
Why would you do it unless you needed it?
I don't know if it's used for preventive or not. I know it's my malaria type drug, and it does work on the coronavirus. I spoke to the doctor, I shouldn't say I spoke to her, she's on the video, I'm going to call her tomorrow, who used it in her office to cure people from this virus. She's used it many times. But now this is something else she said. She can't prescribe it without giving a reason. Now, a doctor is not supposed to have to tell a drugstore why to give medicine out as far as the call, because that's patient privilege. That's privilege information. But in order to move this drug, you have to tell them that what kind of problem he has. Now, it's the same drug they can use for diabetes and other things. So she can say, well, it's diabetic, and get the drug to the person who has the virus and does cure it. But she can't tell them she has coronavirus because they won't give it to them for that.
Yeah, but if you're a healthy person and you're taking this, it cannot be good. And there's a lot of people. How irresponsible is this? You have people across this country who will take lead. And I guess that's everybody's choice. I mean, I remember when you had Fukushima. And all of this radiation was coming, and all of a sudden, because there was a couple of high-powered radio people who said they were taking iodine, and then all of a sudden I got calls saying, well, you know what, I don't feel very well. Well, why not? Well, you know, I've been taking... Well, quit it!
You can overdose on that. You can
overdose on anything.
Of course you can. Of course
my grandfather used to take iodine. I can remember him putting a drop in his water in the morning.
Used to come in salt.
Yeah, it used to come in salt. I think it's irresponsible, but hey, for a president to come out and say this and to test it, I'm kind of speechless on that.
Imagine that.
hey. Am I wrong about being that?
No, I think you're right. I think it probably causes sale of that drug go up pretty good.
Oh, so, absolutely.
And
wasn't it his commerce secretary that used to be the on the board, was on the board, stockholder on the board? And so, yeah.
All these coincidences all of a sudden. But
millions of dollars.
Yes, maybe billions.
Billions.
Yes, absolutely. You probably saw this too. Looks like gasoline prices are going to start going back up the roof again too. You know what was it about a month ago that they couldn't pay them to take a barrel of oil. Now it's worth about $32 on the West Texas Intermediate crude. It's about $32 a barrel now. But a few weeks ago they couldn't give it away.
Yes.
Well, oil gas prices. I hope you enjoyed it, folks. While it was down, it's going back up. And I don't know how fast, but it's going back up. So whether or not we like it, and I like to think it's going to bring back some jobs, people, I'm sure it is, it's going back up. It's already started here. I guess that's where you had to, Melody, has it not?
I finally put gasoline in my truck, probably the first time in over a month.
you must not get out at all, but anyway.
There was no place to go.
and I guess you saw where the House passed a $3 trillion relief package for coronavirus. It says not likely to make it through the Senate, and I doubt that it will. But if people saw what was in this, they would be outraged.
Yep.
They'd be outraged. I mean, it's going to pay illegals. It's going to make illegals legal. All this is coming out on this bill. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not, but I'm not Republican either. It passed Democratic votes 208 to 199, and if this would become law, it would do a lot of things that most people up there, that I don't care what side they're on, would not like, because it's spitting in their face, so to speak, as a people who believe that if you want to live in America, you should become an American citizen. There's a lot in this bill that people need to look into. But $3 trillion relief package that would include help, as I said, for state and local governments, and so I don't know. That's just my opinion. It's a very evil bill, and also back to part of it goes back to supporting Planned Parenthood. Now you go ahead, Melody. I'll shut up a minute.
Well, no, I mean it's just, but you know what? Well, that's what you do when you're making a deal. That's what deals. That's why it's just like I hate when I hear deals being made in Washington. There shouldn't be deals being made in Washington.
I agree.
But that's just what they do. They're going to throw a $3 trillion at the Senate, and it'll get whittled down to maybe $2 trillion. And everybody will be happy. Everybody's accepting $2 trillion. Everybody will accept $2 trillion without a bat in the eye. Give the American people some. But who's going to pay for it? The American people.
We always do. Always do.
We're like, hello? Hello out there?
But some firms, by the way, some companies that were offered money are sending it back in because too many strings attached to it. And one of them is looking here is Escalade, Sporting Goods Store Manufacturing in Evansville, Indiana, secured a stimulus package, but they decided, no, we're not going to take it. There's too many things that come along with it. They don't want to attach to it. Melody, the government never gives you anything without strings attached. It just doesn't. It's like you're trying to catch a bass in a big rock. Now, the bass sees a big worm floating by, but he doesn't have to think about it. There might be a hook in it. There's always a hook in government handouts. Always. For this generation, next generation, but somebody's going to pay for it.
Well, you know, too, but it's also bad imaging, bad branding, because, a lot of these companies who got it in the beginning, like Ruth Chris, and it's like they just wasted time for that money. Could have gone to someone else. But they give it back because it's bad imaging. It's bad, it's bad karma. Here you have, where you pay $200 a meal and you're getting a bailout from the government. Please. So
that.
A lot of them gave them back, I think, because of that reason, too.
It could be. I don't know, but we're running out of time quickly. I know that they're expecting a tidal wave of delinquent mortgages, even though there's been a I say forgiveness program going on for a while for homeowners, but even when this is done, they're still not going to be caught up on these mortgages, and it's going to be a tidal wave of delinquent mortgages. So I can't understand why the housing business is still going and still growing when people are going to lose their houses. This isn't fitting into my way of thinking how this is going to work. How do contractors keep on building houses like nothing ever happened? Who's going to buy them? If they can't pay for the ones you got now, how are you going to pay for the other ones?
You know, because people are into this idea that things are going to be okay. You know, they've, and I think too, someone told me a long time, builders, they build. They get loans, they go in debt, and they build. They're going to build whether they have buyers or not. And that's why you always get so many overbuilt subdivisions and commercial buildings when you head into a recession, because builders keep building. And I think that's what you're seeing now. And but, you know, some people are taking advantage of these low, and these are the people that will have the biggest problems. They'll probably lose their homes the fastest. Because it also tells me, it makes you wonder whether they are loosening the borrowing requirements. Don't know.
Well, I'm all for being a little bit optimistic about any time, but
I am too.
I don't think it's a good time going to hold for a new home. I don't go in debt now. I don't think it's a good time to do it for anything at all.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Butch. Be safe on your travel tomorrow to Pittsburgh. Dave and I will be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Penny left for me. That's too bad.